Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy day, this beautiful Wednesday, sweet friends. I hope that you are finding a little bit of ease in after this beautiful new moon that we just moved through. It's so amazing just how, of course, as we say over and over, how supportive the universe is, how in tune the cosmos are, you know, with our needs, at not only a fit on the physical aspects of our life, but on that deep, deep spiritual sense of who we are as well. So this new moon was so wonderful in the fact that it allows us to really move forward further in our own personal evolution. And I love that we get to talk about drama today on the show, because nothing is greater to the human ego than in creating drama for our lives out of the personal, professional, the situations that, of course, play up in some way. So again, everything serves, as you know, in tuning in, there's no right or wrong, good or bad here. It's just about helping to understand the depth of our soul by acknowledging those lower ego aspects of ourself as well. So we're, you know, what's so beautiful, I want to talk a little bit about the energy that's at play right now, because this is really, and it's what the universe has been asking us for the last little while, is really taking responsibility for our lives. Now, responsibility is not in essence responsibility for everything that was our life prior, because up until this point of where we are, we've, you know, maybe been sleeping at the wheel, so to speak. We've been a little bit, you know, we can't really look back on anything. Of course, as we know, we cannot change the past. And so we can use the past in terms of the wisdom, in terms of what it is, you know, that we've realized or what's come into awareness, and we can celebrate within that. But it's about taking responsibility for our conscious action, where we are here in the now, where we are going from this point forward. It's about getting out of the blame game, all of the lower ways that ego likes to play in the world, and moving into higher perspective within the ego, the high ego, and allowing that to begin, you know, where we live our life from, allowing that highest self within us to be, you know, in the driver's seat of our life. And so that really is what, it's so beautiful in terms of what's playing out and what this new moon has created, because it is in some ways opened up, not only in terms of our own personal evolution, but also in terms of expanding our energy field, creating space all around us in which, you know, manifestation of greater purpose can play out. So it's, as I said, it's always, always so amazing to me how everything interplays within the cosmos, and what's at play within the universe, always within what is our highest and best, the highest and best for our evolution. And right now, this energy today, after we're breathing in this fresh energy after the new moon, it's really an energy that's allowing us to get unstuck, to move out of what has been the stickiness, you know, those old situations that need to be resolved. And really, you know, those emotions that are maybe opening up, the deeper feelings that are beginning to be released. I think it's so beautiful, because as we move forward, we're actually creating a lot of momentum. And that's what we're going to talk about today, creating momentum, moving beyond the drama of the ego. Easier said than done, right? But let's hope by the wrap up of today's show, you've got some really good insight, and you've got some tools to help you to begin to become that very conscious creator, that very conscious choice maker, that very conscious awakened soul that is ready to delve into life beyond maybe how you've known it. So when we look at drama, I remember several years ago being at a presentation with Wayne Dyer and listening to him speak about drama. And he gave the most amazing analogy. And it is one that I use often with my clients. And in fact, if you've heard me speak, if you've been one of my clients, I might have used this analogy with you. But he spoke about how the story goes like this. How we wake up every single day, and every single day we're met with our reality. And in our reality is everything that is not working, everything that we wish could be different, all of our frustrations, all of the traumas, all of the stories that we hold, we wake up with that every single day. And when we're feeling the heaviness of our world around, maybe feeling the heaviness of our life, you know, we proceed to go about our day. And that's the day that we end up stubbing our toe. We end up banging into a wall. Perhaps we're caught, you know, we're caught up in maybe chaos. Maybe we've slept in that day. It just seems to be that nothing goes our way. And as we begin our journey and we begin walking down the street and we're on our way to our job, that in front of us is a great big pothole. That there is a great big pothole. They have construction signs up everywhere. And as this pothole comes into view, we're so caught up in our reality and the drama of what's playing out, we're not even recognizing the signs that are being given to help us to avoid the pothole ahead. And as we're moving and we're walking, lo and behold, of course, there we go. We're walking and walking and bang, we fall into the pothole. What this does, it just increases our frustration. It increases our resentment for the day. It really helps us to stay stuck within the not working within our life. And the very next day, we end up doing the same thing. We get up in the same way. We go about the same, you know, we're in the same kind of ritual. We're life as we know it. We're really sleeping at the wheel here because today, again, you know, we're having the same chaos every single morning. Again, here we are. We've slept in. We've stubbed our toe. There's all of these things that get into repetition. It's almost like Groundhog Day. It's like everything that happened yesterday seems to play up and happen again today. And there we are walking down the street. And again, we're so caught up in reality that we move forward and we come across the construction scene. And lo and behold, today we actually notice that there's a construction happening. And we're so caught up in the fact that there are signs helping us to caution us and avoid that we almost see it too late. And lo and behold, we fall into the pothole once again, only to further fuel, you know, our life, only to further fuel everything that's not working. But by the time the next day comes around, we're waking up here again in this new day. And maybe today we haven't stubbed our toe. There might still be some of the chaos around us, you know, and we might even have slept in. But this time when we're walking down the street, we now are in a place where we're seeing the pothole ahead. We begin to notice the signs of caution. And today we walk around the pothole and we avoid falling in completely. I love that analogy because that's exactly what drama is all about. We can be living within a life. And I remember personally, I had so much drama in my life. There was drama in my relationships. There was drama, you know, at my job. There was everything, you know, I think there seemed to be drama in the neighborhood, right? And when we look at it, you know, sometimes, you know, that we can look at people, there's people who actually feed off drama, that conflict that it brings, it's like it raises the adrenaline, you know, the cortisol raises, even with rage, it's like it brings forward energy in some way. And so we can almost, you know, drama is something that, you know, some people actually enjoy the challenge of drama or really get comment. We've all heard of the drama queens, right? Where they live within drama. They don't know any other way. But then there's a few of us who, you know, who kind of recognize the fact, like on day one, you know, where we've been sleeping, there's all this drama happening in our lives. And we're not even realizing that it's drama. We're not even realizing this is a problem. We just realize that, you know, we're not really enjoying our life very much. And so drama happens, you know, and it happens everywhere from, you know, social circles, people, you know, we just have to turn on the news in order to see all of the drama that plays out in the world. So, you know, why, you know, we look at it, it's always in terms of, you know, in some way, drama shows up. We can't avoid it. It's human. It's a human condition. When we're in a place of feeling bored, when we're feeling resentment, when we're feeling stuck within our life, it's natural for drama to be created. We're caught in a cycle. And so whatever we focus on, we know by law of attraction, will then begin to build. And all of a sudden we have more of the same. It's like we're a magnet for it. So to say we get caught up in, get caught up in the drama of life. But then it can be where as we're awakening on our journey, where all of a sudden we're realizing, hey, you know what? I'm kind of the common denominator here. I'm recognizing that I really don't enjoy all the drama that's around me. And maybe that's where you are. And maybe that's where you're, you know, why you're tuning into today's show, because you're in a place where you're starting to recognize that you're really tired of the drama. I know I certainly was. I was just in a place where the storyline of everybody else's life, all of the, you know, influx of emotions that came into play, and all of the he said, she said, this happened, that happened, you know, I mean, it was truly affecting my life. Now, it doesn't mean that drama still doesn't exist in my life. It just means that I no longer engage with drama in quite the same way as what I used to. But we move forward where we get into, and where that's where I'm at, where I'm an awareness to the fact that there is drama. But just as in the story I told you that Wayne Dyer shared, I just choose to walk around it. I'm avoiding that pothole now. And that's really the purpose of today's show, to help you to look at not becoming more conscious within your own creations, looking at your power of choice and how it is that maybe you've been engaging within the creation of the drama. And of course, not to make you feel bad or wrong or, you know, any of that, but really to empower you, to give you some tools and some awareness to help you begin to recreate a little bit more ease and a little bit less drama in your life. We really want to get into flow with the universal magic that is out there for all of us. I mean, we're all worthy and deserving of, you know, of all of that. So let's get back to drama. I want to talk about kind of where it all kind of transpires. You know what? Drama comes forward as one of the ways that ego creates drama for us as a distraction from having us focus, you know, on our own life. So instead of trying to deal with our own stuff and to make ourselves happy, we become challenged and engaged in someone else's world. You know, it takes us out of focus of what we really need to be addressing within our own selves. Drama, as I said earlier, it's a way that we can channel energy away from ourselves. It's a way that we channel energy away from not only what we really need to be focusing on, but it's one of the ways that ego has us challenge energy away from focusing on what is our own personal evolution, from, you know, really that calling that of the soul from deep within. So, you know, it's one of the ways it shows up to almost prevent us or stop us from moving forward with even on our own spiritual journey. It's the ego showing up through drama that says, I'm going to distract you a little bit to take your eye off the prize. You know, get you, let's get you back into, you know, so let's get you focusing in a different direction instead of focusing on forgiveness, instead of, you know, releasing your resentments, instead of, it's just one of the beautiful things that our lower ego does. It's that very human part of all of us. So it really distracts us from focusing on our own life. It takes our attention and engages it somewhere else. So it's almost like we choose to watch TV instead of cleaning the house. Okay. What's really important to note here is that for people like me, for people that maybe like you, who grew up in dysfunctional homes or within families where there were addictions or maybe there was lots of trauma, that we were used to growing up in chaos. We were used to, you know, boundaries were really unclear, and we didn't know how to engage with life without conflict. It's how we were basically, you know, by osmosis, really, by living within it, is how we grew or how we learned to behave and to live our life. So we're drawn to drama because it's what we know. It's all of these emotional loaded scenarios that happened again and again and again. And so we actually don't have the skills. We don't know how to disengage. We don't know how to detach from it in a healthy way, because drama is something familiar to us. It's, you know, it's a part of our paradigm. we've never even realized that we could live beyond drama, right? And that's why you're tuning into today's show, okay? The other thing I mentioned briefly about it, you know, at the start of the show is that something else is about drama, when we look at what it does to us within ourselves, you know, it actually feeds feel good parts of our brain. And I know that sounds really bizarre, but it does. It actually, when we get into a very drama orientated situation within our life, you know, when we get angry, it actually releases chemicals inside. You know, there's dopamine that's released when we're angry. And so in some ways, it almost gives us, it gives us energy. It almost is like a natural high, so to speak, when we become infused. So we get very addicted to the feeling that is released inside of us on a chemical basis when we're dealing with drama. Isn't that really interesting? I thought that was incredibly interesting. So, you know, we move through things. And again, you know, another reason when we look at drama, you know what, it almost gives us a sense of importance. And I know for someone like me, for, you know, being a kid who, and, you know, who grew up, and I mean, it's part of being a Gemini, of course, but it is about, you know, being rejected, being abandoned, always having to rely on myself in some ways, you know, the yin and the yang of within my own self, the dark and the light. I mean, it all sits there within the psyche. But it's one of the ways, you know, when we have drama, it's one of the ways that we call attention. Whether it's good attention or bad attention, you know, drama gives us the opportunity to feel like we matter to other people, right? Suddenly we can have drama in our life and it's creating some really great conversation. People are paying attention to, you know, paying attention to us. And so, you know, when we look at, you know, with drama, I mean, it's a part of what goes on in each and every one of our lives. And to the degree that we experience drama is an indication to the degree of our own spiritual evolution, right? So as I said, I'm at a place now where I'm no longer falling in the pothole. I've seen all the signs and I'm walking around it now. You know, so I'm still in awareness to the fact that drama plays out. It's a very human condition. I mean, it is. And I don't think, you know, sometimes, you know, like everything, good, bad, right, or wrong, that drama can be in some way of a motivator. It's what wakes us up, truly, is what it does. And, you know, the moment we wake up when we have awareness of the fact that we don't want drama in our life anymore, that's a huge shift. There's a huge shift in consciousness that just burst right there. You know, celebrate that, right? So what it does is really when drama shows up, you know, I mean, I really hope you're not dealing with a whole lot of drama in your life. I mean, truly. But if you've been anyone who comes from a place in life where you've had a lot of trauma, if they're, you know, old injuries get reawakened when we're dealing with drama. And so when we look at being able to detach and stay out of the drama, even though it can be really challenging sometimes, we actually are able to really heal or transform some of those old injuries that may have been reawakened inside of us. So as I said, it can be challenging. And so, of course, you know, nobody likes past mistakes, you know, brought up again. You know, we've all been there, done that, tried, you know, learned, tried to move forward, and we don't like it, you know, of course, still always being thrown in our face. But we really do have to take a look at some of the deeper things that are playing out in our lives and become that active, conscious co-creator in helping us to make, you know, some really significant choices in the midst of it. Now, drama doesn't go away overnight, but I can tell you that by your consistency to, you know, loving yourself and falling into some practices where we begin to minimize drama in our life, the more we shine, the happier we become, the more in flow that we get within the universe, and the more that, you know, our prayers, the manifestation of all of the things that we've been asking for begins to change. Because drama really creates a frequency of that interrupts our manifestations. It's what gets in the way from us truly being able to thrive in, you know, to thrive abundantly, to thrive, you know, within our health, our emotional, mental, physical well-being, as well as our spiritual well-being. one of the most powerful things, you know, I'll tell you, I was talking with my sister earlier on today. She had the pleasure of going to see Eckhart Tolle last night speak. And I'm so, you know, because I don't live close in the vicinity where he was, I, you know, unfortunately was not able to attend, and I was there in spirit. I just really, resonate with so much of what he shares. And you know, she of course said too, that he was masterful, you know, masterful in terms of his presentation. And there's a quote from Eckhart Tolle, that actually, where, when I was beginning to really move forward and try to diminish, the drama in my life, that really stands out. And what he says, and I can't remember the exact words, I probably, you know, maybe I'll look it up and I'll have that for you after the commercial break. But he says something, when we're not honoring ourselves in the present moment and just, you know, being in acceptance with how things are, we're creating drama. We don't even realize we're creating drama because we're not honed in on where we are right here, right now. We're too caught up in what was, you know, within what is our history, what is our past, how that's played out within our lives. We're too caught up within there. We're, you know, there's all these accusations. There's all this aspect within our life where maybe reconciliation hasn't really, you know, come into play. And so we lose ourselves in everything that is, instead of honoring what is the present moment and just allowing whatever is, you know, to be. Loving what is, I think, is a really, you know, is another great philosophy. You know, when we look at to the teachings of Matt Kahn. Loving what is, loving where we are, loving what's being created. Because if we're not doing that, then we actually are creating drama. So when we look at chaos, you know, we look at it, it's kind of like, you know, it's chaos can be like status quo for our lives. In fact, I think the majority of people that I, you know, come into contact and conversation and within my circles, you know, in different ways, my community, whatever that is that we look at, you know, it consumes a majority of all of our lives. You know, somebody is always fighting with someone, right? Somebody is always blaming the world in some way, shape, or form. And in all actuality, as I said at the start of the show, this is about us taking responsibility where we become the change that we want to see in the world. And we have to really begin to take a look at ourselves, to look at our role within drama, to look at how it is that perhaps we have moved into a place where, you know, we've actually the responsibility in what has been created. And I think truly that's where, you know, where we begin. We have to be willing to recognize for, you know, that we might be creating the drama, that, you know, we go back to, you know, the idea of being the victim. And I've used this analogy. I've shared this with you before on the show in terms of the three levels of victim. When we have a lot of drama in our life, we are living in victim. This is about the everybody doing something to me philosophy. This is everybody where we are in that blame game. You know, this person hurt me and that person hurt me and they didn't do this and they, you know, or they did this instead. We get caught really in victimization. And when we are in victimization, we are in the sense of creating within drama of our life. When we are in a state of victimization, we're also in that state of the resentment, right? We're resenting things. We have grudges against other people. We are in a state of unforgiveness when we are in victimhood. We're not forgiving ourselves. We don't let ourselves off the hook for anything. So why the heck would we let anybody else off the hook, right? So it's a really, really low vibration. And so in that, we really create a lot of drama inside of our lives. This is the philosophy of everything is happening to me. But when we get into a place of taking more responsibility and when we begin to recognize that we might be a part of the equation, we actually raise ourselves in consciousness within the state of victimhood. This is where we realize that we're the common denominator within every aspect of our lives. We begin to understand that everywhere there is something playing out, there we are. So we begin to understand that we're a part of the, not only the creation, but we are also a part of the solution for this as well. And as we begin to move into this awareness and we begin to identify and take a closer look inside of our own selves, we begin to ask ourselves how it is we can minimize the drama within inside of our own self. You know, how is it that maybe I'm showing up, you know, that I might need to look at changing or moving forward through, or what decision or choice can I make? We become very active within it. You know, we have the awareness, and where awareness is born, there is a shift in consciousness. And when that happens, we shift into what is the highest level of victim. In fact, I don't even know that we can call it victim, wherein it's in the realization is that everything is happening for me. It is happening, you know, it is happening. I want to go back. We go into happening to me. It's happening for me. So we're into this second state where it's all happening for me, for my evolution, for, you know, the ability to be able to heal, to resolve, to move forward in my life. And then by the time we get into higher shift of consciousness, we understand and come to the realization that everything is happening through us, and that we then can become very actively engaged within our lives and make some really big phenomenal shifts that will support us in moving forward in what it is we're wanting to create for our lives. We are powerful creators. We are more powerful than we realize. And I'll tell you, sweet friends, when we can get, you know, when we can get out of the drama, with a little less drama and a little bit more love, great things begin to happen. I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break. I'm going to give you some tips and help you to really begin to shift some things up for yourself so that you can really indulge within your life in becoming that very conscious co-creator and really taking the responsibility that the universe is asking you to take for your life now. I'll be back shortly.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Hello and welcome back, sweet friends. You know, I was sitting here during commercial break and I just want to apologize. I kind of got things a little bit mixed up in my in what I was sharing just before the commercial break. And I was talking about victimhood. And I realized after I said it, I was like, oh, that was like totally backwards. I was talking about drama and the different stages of victimhood. And in understanding, you know, I think I said that it was that it happens to us where we're in blame. It happens for us and it happens through us. I actually got those last two mixed up in what I was sharing. Everything made sense. Just the stages that I gave it to you were a little bit mixed up. We're going to call that a blonde moment. So we look at the first stage of victim as everything happening to us. The second stage where we spend a lot of time at an ego level as we move and do some healing is that it's happening through us, that we realize that we are the common denominator, that we're the constant in everything. And then, of course, the must higher perspective, the understanding of that everything is happening for us, for our evolution. So it is to and through and for. And I just wanted to make sure to clarify that. I don't want to create any confusion over this. And it's so funny as I'm sitting here, you know, becoming the critic, because look at my ego kicking in, you know, it's like, wow, Bonnie, you speak about this all the time. Like, how did you get that mixed up? Yeah, well, I'm not going to judge myself on it. I'm going to go with the blonde hair. All right. So we're talking about, you know, recognizing that we are, you know, a part of the creating the drama. Now, it's not only in terms of the traumas that we've had within our life. I also want to take a look at even at those times where we're feeling really restless in our life, when we are bored. When our ego, you know, it's like our ego takes over control the moment that we are not present with what's going on in our life, where we're not engaged in activities that fuel us, that things that feed our own soul. When we are lost in, you know, in the aspect, you know, we get into this whole part of who we are in terms of the giving, you know, we are such givers and we're always doing for other people, where we end up, you know, less and less attention of being a priority within our own lives. And so in that, there can be a feeling of restlessness. We're not quite tuned into who we are. We're not connected to who we are. And so what happens, because we're not paying any attention, ego says, oh, if you're not going to pay attention to that, well, let me create some drama to bring you back into focusing on your own self. So there's many reasons why we begin to, you know, drama actually serves us in some way. As I say over and over, we don't want to get rid of the ego. Our ego, it's about, you know, feeding our ego healthy perspectives, feeding our ego positive reinforcement, supporting that ego part of us, because we do need our ego to achieve what it is that our souls are here to accomplish. You know, the analogy that I love is the fact that our ego is our car and our higher self is the driver. And that's really where we want to, get. We do want to get out of the lower ego place of being resentful and about being bored and restless and feeling stuck and really caught up in our story. I think that's the other part, you know, when we look at what are the tools in moving forward, we've realized that we're a part of the common denominator here. We're no longer in the moment we realize we have too much drama in our life. We've shifted consciousness. Remember, I shared that with you at the start, that we move into a different place. So now we get into this awareness where we become more actively engaged within responsibility here. And so we begin to take a look at how it is that we've been showing up. And we begin to understand, as I said, that there may be something that we need to change or shift and heal in some way within us. So we have to be really honest with ourselves. We have to really take a look at, you know, what is our payoff here? What are we getting? What are we getting from this? Are we, you know, are we seeking attention? Are we looking for acceptance? Maybe we're just looking for connection to our own self. We know, whatever it is, we have to really take an honest overview of where we are. And, you know, if we're looking for attention, you know, how are the ways that, you know, we can create more healthy attention? And maybe, you know, everything comes back to us all the time. And so when we seek attention from other people, when we seek recognition, when we want to be noticed or we want to be accepted, whatever it is, it really comes down to taking a look at how are we doing that for ourselves? You know, are we truly accepting of our own self? Can we really, really love who we are? Because I'll tell you, if we can't love who we are, how can we expect other people to love us? You know, so we have to really understand that as we are the common, the constant within all of it, that we have to, you know, understand what it is that's pulling it in the first place. Now, there are also some really deep-rooted beliefs that can sit within it, where, you know, drama, our ego relies on drama to awaken, where, you know, and if that is, you know, we don't need drama to awaken. There's other ways that we can evolve within our own self to awaken up to the powers within the universe, to awaken to the gifts of the soul, that we actually don't require drama in to do it. So we take a look at some of those beliefs. Maybe it is that you require drama in order to wake up. You know, are you addicted to drama? You see, addictions can be something, you know, not only looking in terms of being addicted to food or to alcohol or to drugs, but we can be addicted to drama. That again, as I shared earlier, that the dopamine that is released, that we actually get a little bit of a high from it, you know? So maybe there is an addiction, but there can also be an addiction of the soul, that somewhere deeper at the core of us, that we have an addiction to it to feed us in a certain way. And so we want to look at really shifting or healing any of those belief systems that may be coming up there. It can also be that the drama is being created as a result of karmic influences, that somewhere within, you know, something that was done, you know, 100 lifetimes ago is showing up for resolution, something that needs to be resolved at a very, very deeper soul level. So not only can we do this work in helping us to recognize ourselves as that common denominator, we begin to shift our mindset, shifting the story we tell. We need to shift the story we tell about our lives, tell about the drama, actually disengaging with it in a way that we're not talking about it. The moment you take your attention away from it, the ego has nothing left to feed, right? And so we drop the story, we stop engaging with the story, and we begin to take a look at the reasons why we've called it in. And again, as I said, we have to be honest with ourselves here. It can be, again, from, as I said, maybe even some traumas or things. Maybe it is that we're bored. And if it is that we're bored, then what can we do to inspire ourselves? What action can we take in which to motivate ourselves out of boredom? It can be picking up a book. It can be tuning in and listening to this radio show. There are many ways that we can really move out of that boredom. A feeling of restlessness, you know, again, where we don't require drama to wake up. If we're feeling restless, there's a deeper call within us. We're being asked to rise, especially in this year of 2018, this year of getting to know ourselves on a much deeper spiritual level, getting to know and love ourselves deeply, affectionately. And, you know, again, all in terms of how it is that we're being called to serve for all of humanity. How it is we can hone in on our gifts and talents and abilities and just be present and authentic in who we are and know that that can be of service to others. So we really have to take a look at the whole gamut, you know, of how it's showing up and realizing that drama is one of the ways that creates. So when we notice restlessness, that we're no longer getting restless and getting into comparison and looking to see what he's doing and she's doing and how they're, you know, what they're doing and if they're doing it, where we get out of somebody else's sandbox. If you are restless, take your attention off somebody else's sandbox and start making your own castles. You know, let's get focused. Just like Eckhart Tolle said, and I did look it up, by the way. And so the whole quote goes, when you are not honoring the present moment by allowing it to be, you are creating drama. So when we look at the feeling of restlessness, when we're not honoring that present restlessness within us, when we're not honoring that our soul is being called into higher purpose, and we're caught up in somebody else's sandbox, we're creating drama. Really, really powerful. Okay, so we've recognized that we're a part of the common denominator. We're looking at healing some of the beliefs that could be at the core. And again, if you're having a lot of drama in your life and you're not sure how to heal those beliefs, well, again, you know what? Let me know. I work with people through amazing coaching programs and helping them to really create and move beyond all that limitation. So again, I'm speaking to it not only as someone who has, you know, done this work in which to kind of be able to walk around the pothole. I actually help a lot of other people avoid the pothole as well. So if you would like a little bit of help and support on that, of course, please reach out to me. I would be honored to support you on your journey. So we move into a place, you know, a lot of the drama takes place in our heads. You know, I talked about the story earlier. You know, we become so deeply immersed within the situation. It like takes up all of our thought. We're thinking about it all the time. In fact, we can get overwhelmed by it, right? It's just taking up so much of our time and attention. So it really becomes a matter of being able to become an observer, to be able to step out or pull ourselves out, to detach in such a way that when, as I said earlier, we begin to no longer speak about the story, we don't feed it anymore. And when we're not feeding it anymore, we actually empower ourselves, because now we can get into a state and a place where we become the observer. And we're able to observe what is at play here. When we're an observer, you know, we allows us to change our perspective. And the moment we change our perspective about any kind of situation, things begin to change, right? And then we get into a place where we can focus on action steps that we need to take. So, you know, we begin to ask ourselves, you know, what is a proactive solution here? How is it that, you know, what step can I take to help to bring resolution? One of the greatest tools I'll tell you that I share all the time is about grabbing a pen and paper and writing this out for yourself. You want to change perspective on any kind of situation. Sit down and write the story. Because I'll tell you, the story's going on in our heads, and we're probably telling all of our best friends and our neighbors all about the story, adding more fuel to the drama around us. But when we can grab a pen and paper and sit down and begin to write the story out for ourselves, as we're moving through that, we're able to shift perspective. It's like our ego gets to babble everything that is, you know, toxic within the situation. And once it's had its say, we're able to, in that moment, begin to bring through or channel from, you know, some other grand place within our own self, higher perspective. And the moment the moment that happens, we really begin to see the scope of things within our life in a whole different way. And then we can begin to work within positive affirmation. Then we can begin to, you know, work, doing work in terms of maybe forgiveness of ourself. You know, are you forgiving yourself on a regular basis? That's a question that's out there. I want to throw that out to you, my friends. Because we have to really become very conscious about letting ourselves off the hook on a regular basis. Forgiving ourselves for, you know, not holding ourselves, you know, not measuring, not so accountable. That whole idea of self-crucification. Because when we can get into a place where we are forgiving ourselves on a regular basis, when we're forgiving ourselves within the moment and we're letting ourselves off the hook, we begin to allow for new perspective. And again, the moment we have new, fresh perspective, things begin to change. So I would really encourage you, as an action step, is to look at sitting down with that pen and paper, write the story out for yourself, so that new perspective, so that you can get into the place of the observer, that you can. And once you are in a place of observer, what needs to be forgiven? What action step can you take so that you're no longer feeding into the situation? That you're no longer giving the time and attention that it's been drawing in order for you to get back into this present moment of the now for yourself. Okay? It's really important, you know what? This is, it's so funny what happens, right? We feed off other people's drama. We feed off other people's drama simply by tuning in, you know, to the news. We turn on the TV, we turn on the radio. The moment we hear about the problems of the world, we're actually tuning into other people's drama. We're feeding it. And so if, you know, I'll tell you, when something becomes a catastrophe, whether it be in the world or a catastrophe within somebody's life, you know, when we don't validate them in some way, you know, we actually feed into it. The moment we jump into a pity party with someone, we're feeding it. Now, I want to make sure you understand this is about having compassion, and I don't want to lose sight with it. You know, so I really encourage you, when you're hearing a story about whatever's playing out, whether it be a big catastrophe, whether it be something within you know, your relationships now, you know, take a really deep breath. Allow your energy to calm. Because I'll tell you, if you can allow your energy to calm instead of, you know, engaging with it, you're going to help everyone in that situation be able to let go. And it's about, you know, saying, it's about that really healthy kind of conversation you have with someone where you acknowledge people need to be validated. They need to be acknowledged for how they feel. And so when you're looking at no longer feeding other people's drama, you say things like, I'm really sorry to hear you're going through that, right? We want to sympathize, right? We want to be in a place where we're offering compassion. We want to be able to hear that person. and I understand how you feel. And from my perspective, and then you offer insight, then you give them another way to maybe look at it or a recommendation of how it is that maybe that they can help to bring some resolution here. So instead of feeding it and talking about it over and over and again, getting in, like I said, jumping into a pity party, we really want to get into a place where we can really focus here on how it is. Not only can we be the observer in our own life, but how we can, from that higher perspective, be able to observe and actually support and help other people in letting go of the situation as well. Because as we do for ourselves, we want to make sure that in this world that we are doing for others in some way as well, right? So I want to tell you, I think that the other thing that becomes important is that we have to also be really careful about labeling things as drama. The moment we get into that, we get into labeling. One, we get into judgment. And the moment we label something as drama, it's almost, in the case of somebody might actually really need us. And instead of expelling mental energy, judging the situation as good or bad, let's, again, about focusing on being there, helping and be that friend in the moment, right? As I said, sharing the higher perspective, giving a shoulder to lean on, that becomes really important. So I don't want, I see it happen. It's like, oh my gosh, she's so dramatic. Here we go again. You know what? I really want to encourage you to put the gamut down. Let's not judge each other in our very human, let's take that place of being someone who can support or love or help someone through. Be that shoulder in need. I mean, a friend in need is a friend indeed, right? And I think finally, and most important here as we get into wrapping up the show, I think it's also important to recognize how it is that we can learn from the drama. This is, again, looking at those, not only the beliefs that I touched on earlier, but in all of the ways, sometimes drama happens to us and we have times where we feel powerless, where we feel like we're not able to offer any assistance. Maybe we have no perspective. We might have become completely immersed because we are so compassionate, because we are the empaths of the world, right? Where we begin to take on and to deal with this, and it can become almost really overwhelming. So there can be many, many fires, so to speak, that we find ourselves in. And I want to say this is where we're learning from the drama, but we're learning it in such a way of something that needs to be addressed, released or healed inside of us. What wisdom is asking to be realized in this situation? That's a really powerful question. And I use that one often. What wisdom is asking to be realized here? Is, again, the moment we begin to pose questions to the universe in such a way, we may not have the answer in the immediate moment, but we will be brought forward in some way. Again, as I said earlier, it might be something from a past life that's asking, that's karmically asking to be healed, that there's some form of acknowledgement that sometimes, and I'm pausing here, that sometimes drama shows up as a way for us to acknowledge how far we've come, for us to go into conscious action in that moment in responding to what's playing out instead of reacting to it in the way that ego may be used to. And so part of it, our learning, is about learning how to become the responder. And we become the responder to the situation by, as I said earlier, by becoming the observer, where we can pause and we can take a deep breath and we can begin to pose questions. What wisdom is asking to be born here? What is asking to be realized through me in this moment? How can I love myself more in this moment with all of this going on? Because when we iron everything out, we get the crinkles out of every situation. When we are able to just get a really nice, crisp, clean slate, we realize that everything that is happening is for our evolution, and everything that plays out always comes back to how it is that we can love ourselves more. So If you want to resolve the drama in your life, sweet friends, not only do we disengage from it, not only do we seek the wisdom of it, not only do we heal the beliefs behind it, but every single one of these situations brings us to a point, one, where we can celebrate how far we've come, and two, where we have an opportunity to love ourselves more in this moment than maybe we have before. So self-love, self-love, self-love. I mean, isn't it funny how it always comes back? So, you know, take a look at one of the most powerful processes that I teach and work with a lot of women is taking a look at ourselves in the mirror, really being able to not just be, you know, for a lot of people, whether men or women, you know, we get in front of the mirror and we get in and we get out. You know, we don't even want to look at ourselves. I mean, sometimes, you know, getting ourselves ready in the morning is about all we can take about seeing our own reflection. And if that is the case for you, then it's an indication that you're asking to be loved more. And this isn't about seeking love from other people. This is about your own self, that little one that exists inside of you that is looking for some nurturing, that's looking for compassion, that's looking for more love. And so when we get out of the idea of drama, when we begin to disengage and diminish the amount of drama in our lives, it is a result of the number one thing, by learning to love ourselves more. And when we can look ourselves in the mirror, and I really want to invite you to give this a try for yourself. This isn't something that's going to happen in 5 minutes. This is a process that happens over time, where you can spend time with your reflection, time with you in the mirror, to look at the one who is looking back at you. I really encourage the people I work with, I'm encouraging you, to not even identify with the body when you first start doing this. We get into the body later. But first off, look yourself in the eyes. The eyes are the doorway to the soul. And if they're not twinkling, I'll tell you, your soul is asking for love. That spirit inside of you is looking for that compassion. It's looking for the nurturement and the acceptance. So begin by looking yourself in the eyes. Begin to look at the left eye, look at the right eye, and begin to just kind of move back and forth and spend some time looking yourself in the eyes, and start talking to yourself. Start giving yourself some compliments. Not, again, we're taking the body and all of the faults and all of the things, you know, that this isn't about criticizing. This is about giving a compliment. Being able to simply say hello to yourself in the mirror is a really, really big feat. But we begin to look and engage, and it'll say that the moment you begin to say affirmations, you know, start with affirmations. You don't have to believe anything that you're saying. Don't worry. The ego is not going to buy into any of this right off the start, but you got to start somewhere. And so you begin to really look yourself in the eye, and you speak affirmations. And the affirmations are, you know, things of truth, where you say things like, I am. Even if you say, I am that I am, I am. I am loved. I am respected. I am kind. I am worthy. I am deserving. You're going to begin to see that the eyes begin to twinkle, that something inside of you begins to come alive, that in your moment of taking a moment with your own reflection in the mirror, that you get back to exactly what Eckhart Tolle was saying, where you are honoring the present moment and you are allowing yourself to be. And in that moment, there's no possibility for any creation of drama. You can't create drama in your life when you are looking to fall in love. Love and drama do not exist within the same frequency. They're not even in vibrational alignment. And so that's the key. This is about loving yourself more, raising your vibration, allowing yourself to feel what you need to feel, and then healing what needs to be healed, and giving yourself permission to be happy, giving yourself permission to be loved, loving yourself. And so you start here. You start engaging with yourself in a really healthy way. Have conversations that are supportive of loving, not only in reflection in the mirror, but begin to speak that to yourself often. Begin to change your vibration. Begin to change the frequency of how it is you've been playing in the world. And so how you've been playing in the world begins to evolve and change and shift, right? We know that whatever is playing out externally is something that's been happening internally. And so when we can change the story and we begin to change, you know, our perception, and we begin to grab hold of something deeper inside of ourselves, that drama diminishes. And before you know it, you're going to find, sweet friends, it won't be so hard to recognize the pothole ahead in your life, that you're going to be able to make a conscious choice in that moment to say, how can I love myself more in this moment? How can I be more loving and kind in this moment? What would love do here? All right, sweet friends, from my heart to yours, I want to wish you a drama-less day. Much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now.